when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'd like to point out once again, I'd like to thank our contributors, people that contributed to our program financially that sacrificed. I'd like to thank you again for keeping us on the air because we just couldn't do it without y'all. And I could never thank you too much. But I should have gotten ready. Next week, I don't think I'll talk about it this week, but next week we have Jason Robb in Arkansas, the attorney. There's been an anonymous donor left them a grant, and they're going to supply us. They're going to send these books that Jason Robb, attorney at law, wrote. It's called Dark Medicine. It'll make you sick to read about it. But we're going to be giving these books out. And Jason said he didn't want anything, but we can't take it for free because he went to all the trouble writing this book. Him and some other people, but We'll be getting these books out to some of our donors and our people that have already donated. I would not take money from them. We'll give this to our listeners, and we're also going to be giving these books out to people who would contribute X amount of dollars. We got to find out. I don't even know how much shipping charges are or anything, but I forgot to talk about that this first of the hour. People, I'd just like to remind you one more time. This is Charlottesville month. August will always be Charlottesville month. And what you heard on the first hour was really disturbing, and it's many times worse now. But anyway, we're going to shift what we talked about, the horrible active campaign of white genocide against the United States, not just the United States, but against all white people of the whole world. It's worse now than ever. And now, without further ado, we're going to bring on our sister Braveheart, who's been missing for a couple of weeks. She's got a lot of stories. She got a lot of stuff to tell about. And we also have the Bell Cow coming out, and I'm hoping they can come on. They've been having a little bit of technical problem with the Bell Cow. So anyway, since Braveheart's been gone for a while, how are you doing, Miss Braveheart? It's so great to have you back. Braveheart? You know what? Okay. Well, we'll bring Sister Nancy. Sister Nancy, go ahead.
Okay. First of all, this is the end of White History Month per the Black Great Hope, Jesse Lee Peterson, who named this month of July, this past month of July, 7 years ago, White History Month. We have to leave it to a black man to do that for us. As far as the tar and feathering, I'm going to name the Mossad sniper assassins. And the heroes are those who fight the satanic tribe. At some point, what I would like to talk about after Monica does her program, I would like to talk about Israelis victims of assassination, cunning murders, planned attacks, bombings, shooting, poisoning, killing, a variety of methods all over from Dubai, Egypt, Cyprus, Greece, all over the country. And many of these can be found, believe it or not, listed under Wikipedia. But I want to talk specifically about some of the things that they have been doing as far as assassinations, because within this week, this last week, the Jews, the Israelis assassinated, not in Israel, not in Gaza, two of their so-called enemies in Beirut and in Tehran. Now, how would we like it if these little bastards in Israel started bombing and taking out some of their enemies in big old USA? I think we would be crying foul. But it's okay for Israel to take out their so-called enemies in beautiful Lebanon and beautiful Tehran. So that's my two cents, and that's what I want to talk about after Monica is on. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. And that's going to be we have Miss Monica now. I know she's having, we're having
yes,
a few problems tonight.
I am here. I don't know why that happened again. It has happened before that the online link is a bit iffy. And, yeah, I hope to get that sorted out. But in the meantime, I'm on the phone. You can hear me all right, Eddie?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. I was just told, I'm trying to figure out which website is down. I had a person tell me that I don't know if they're talking about Liberty News Radio's website being down. Hopefully not. Or Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio. I guess we've been attacked because I've just been told our Blood River Radio's website's been taken has down. I guess we've been attacked. But what's new? But anyway, it's so disheartening. That makes me sick. Infuriates me. You can't have a damn thing for these Jews. It's always the same damn people, man. One of these days they're going to pay the price, and it's going to be a heavy, heavy price. But go ahead, Sister Monica.
Well, they are in panic mode, I would say. They are very, very afraid of us. That's why they're just going so full on in this war against us and against our people. Anyway, I've had a very intense couple of weeks, Eddie. It's just been intense in many different ways. There are a lot of fires around, and people probably are cognizant of the Jasper fire, because that's become kind of worldwide news, and that's the town that I lived in for 37 years. I'm no longer living there. I live in British Columbia now, but it was a very emotional time for me to see my old home, my old town, well, a third of it anyway, a third of it burn in an inferno, an unbelievable inferno. And it was, it came from a forest fire. And I do want to talk a little bit more about that, because I immediately had people talk about, oh, energy weapons, this and that. And I want to just talk a little bit about that, because when people make these instant or have these instant conclusions and they don't really know, that doesn't help us who seek and speak the truth about what's going on. And it doesn't mean we know everything or have all the information, and it doesn't mean that there weren't factors that are very much of their making. But I do want to talk a little bit about that. And then the other thing that filled my this past week was I was off to two wonderful fiddle camps back to back, and the first time I ever attended a music camp, like, you know, where people just go to make music together in the summer, out camping somewhere or in cabins or whatever. I just thought I'd died and gone to heaven, because I just thought, wow, this exists. This is great. So yeah, I went to these two fiddle camps, and I'm telling you, I could talk about that a little bit too, in terms of what kind of diversity there was there. And then a third thing, if we have time, I'll just talk about an open letter that I wrote to my member of parliament. But anyway, do you want me to go ahead and talk a little bit about this fire, Eddie?
Sounds good to me, because I think that's relevant. I really do.
Sorry, I didn't catch what you said. But anyway, I'll just say, okay, here's the thing. There are Jasper, the little town site, it's in the national park, and it happens to be a World Heritage Site and all this, but it is surrounded by forest, lodgepole pine forest, which, dead or alive, it torches, like it's like torches going up. So when, like, lodgepole pine forests are very volatile. Anyway, but we did have several weeks of absolutely zero rain. But here's the big factor that I think played a big role in this inferno and the, just the explosive speed with which this fire came to that to into the town there, and that is all the priming of the forests with the stuff that they spew with in their chemtrails. This is, in my mind, in my view, the conclusions I have reached after, you know, seeing and observing what's going on over the past, I don't know, a couple of decades or so, is that those forests were primed with explosive stuff, like the materials that are in fireworks. And I do hear the music, so we'll continue after the break.
You're not the first person or that I've heard say that, Miss Monica. We'll talk about that as soon as we come back to the break. Be right back, folks.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C., and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blood River Radio audience, for the ones that can hear us, we're having problems. Our website's down. I found... I'm not the tech person, but our website has expired or something. We're going to have to work double time with our webmaster to get that back up. So I hope there's some way you people can hear us later. I don't know what we'll have to deal with this after the program. It's very, very depressing to say the least. But anyway, go ahead, Sister Braveheart.
Okay, I was just talking about what is going on with the chemtrails and the priming of the forests with, you know, the similar substances as can be found in firecrackers. Actually, it was a former premier of British Columbia, Bill Van Der Zand, years ago. He was putting out videos, and he did a pretty big deep dive into looking into the chemtrails. And, you know, he talked about that. The same materials that are in firecrackers are in some of these chemtrails. And so they've been chemtrailing us incessantly. They've really ramped it up in this area here where I am and also in Jasper. And you know, you've probably heard firefighters talking about the changed fire behavior. Oh, since a few years already, I hear firefighters saying things like, gee, I've never seen fire behavior like this before, and I've been in it, you know, for 20, 30, 40 years, whatever. And, you know, the fire behavior is so changed. Like, these are experienced firefighters. So I really do think there is something to that. I don't think I'm just pulling this out of thin air, that this about the chemtrails, what how they are priming the landscape to go up in flames, to really burn explosively when there is. So yes, then the Jasper fire, back to that. There was a pretty severe lightning storm, so that is what started the fire, so they can say, oh yeah, it's all natural fire. And yes, there are these forests around the little town site of Jasper. They have been doing a lot of fire smarting. That's what they call it, fire smarting, when they reduce fuels and make fire breaks and this and that. They have been doing a lot of that. So you can't really blame, you know, the folks for not having acted on that. But I think that they, the big they in triple bracket, have been setting up and priming the conditions. And not only do the chemtrails serve as a method by which they are priming the forest to go up explosively when they do get hit by lightning, but also they manipulate the weather. So what I noticed in July of this year is that, you know, it was hot for quite a while, but normally in summers gone by, if it's hot like that day after day, you do get a buildup of showers, summer showers in the late afternoon. You know, you get that quite frequently, and that dampens everything down, cools everything down. But we had about 3 weeks of zero rain and really hot weather, and it was just oppressively hot. And then the chemtrailing every day, or almost every day. You know, you celebrate when you see a day without chemtrails, which is a pretty strange state for us to be jumping up and down with joy when we see just natural skies. So when they're chemtrailing and they set down the tracks in the morning, by mid-afternoon, there's this film, a false sort of phony-looking film above in the whole sky, and it prevents the rain showers from developing. It just, so we had the perfect conditions for that fire to take place. So that's what I wanted to say about that. Do you want to comment anything to that?
Well, you know, the first time I've ever heard anybody talk about chemtrails was, golly, years ago. I think I was still in nursing school. But, you know, that lady was with, she was with the, what was that organization? John Birch Society. I used to be a member of the John Birch Society. I figured out that I think the John Birch Society is like a limitless number of other organizations. I believe they were, I'm pretty sure they were with the controlled opposition, because when I brought up that name that you can't speak anymore, I was invited out of that organization. They wanted to be an organizer. And when they asked me what I thought about Jews, I told them I thought they were a cancerous cyst on the ass of humanity. And they said, well, they couldn't use me. But yeah, there were some ladies talking about, she was running for political office here in Memphis, but I've never looked into it a lot. I've heard people talk about that a lot. I've never investigated a whole lot. I've been in other areas, but what about you, Sister Nancy? What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's probably very likely. We know about the Paradise fire in California, and it looks like the trees don't get burned. They burn the cars down to the ground, to the tires.
That's a really good point, Nancy, and that's why people jumped in right away and said, oh, these are more, you know, die, the energy weapons. What's the acronym for that?
But
anyway, HARP, that, there's that, and these, yeah, the energy weapons, and they use those. I mean, they use those in Lahaina, there's no question, because there was no forest around Lahaina, and somehow they call that a wildfire. But with Jasper, it is a different set of circumstances. So what I was saying with the chemtrails and the manipulation of the weather, I do think that fire was, you know, sort of provoked, shall we say, to happen like that. And but it was just different circumstances, and that's why I don't appreciate if people jump to say and say publicly online forums and whatnot, oh, they used energy weapons in Jasper, because I really highly doubt it. I really highly doubt it. And what that does is it just undermines our credibility as a whole when people in our community do that. So I was just wanting to correct, you know, just set the record straight a little bit. But carry on, Nancy. I kind of interrupted what you were saying.
Well, I don't know whether to start on this other thing, another topic, actually. Totally different topic on the Israeli assassinations. Shall I start on that, Eddie?
Sounds like a good idea to me. Yes, sir. Yes, please.
Okay. Well,
yeah, of course.
Well, this is very current, actually, but I want to go back a step to begin to tell people some of the things they're already going to know about. You all will probably remember the January 19th, 2010, James Bond murder assassination that took place in Dubai. Now, some of these names will be difficult for me to pronounce. They're all mainly Arab names. Al-Mahabi, co-founder of a military wing of Hamas, was killed in a hotel in Dubai. It was a real James Bond effort by Mossad and numerous people holding forged passports. In fact, 26 suspects were involved. They were photographed inside of the hotel. The victim was drugged, electrocuted, and suffocated. This is the way the Jews operate with impunity. Some of these people apparently were captured. If any of them went on trial, they probably got a free pass to Israel. I don't know if you remember this. It was quite a big news in 2010. But the poor Palestinians, I have great sympathy for them. They've got their leaders are in jeopardy no matter where they are of being taken out. But here's what the Israelis did, and it's pretty much proven that these things have happened. Between 2010 and 2020, five Iranian nuclear scientists were killed in foreign-linked assassinations. Reza Majah was shot dead by gunmen on motorcycles. Mustafa and Mohan by motorcycle bombs. Shireen and Ahmad Rasham were killed by explosives attached to their cars. This man, Abbasi, was targeted in a car bombing, but he survived. He would have been number six, I guess. They tried to assassinate between 2010 and 2020. Now, these are nuclear scientists. These are Iranians who were basically killed in Iran by Israelis. In 2020, due to our former president, Trump, an American drone killed Qasem Soleimani. He was an American general. He was at a Baghdad airport in Syria. So,
he was an Iranian general. He was an American general.
No, I said American drone. I'm sorry, American drone.
I thought you said American general. Okay.
He was an Iranian. He was an Iranian general. I might have said American.
I do that all the time. Go ahead.
May the 19th of this year, this was highly suspicious. Iran's president, Raisi, died in a helicopter crash and Azerbaijan. Now, did the Israelis have anything to do with that? There's some connections to this helicopter that had connections to America. April the 1st of this year, Iran's ambassador to Syria was killed along with seven other commanders, Iranian commanders, were killed in an Israeli bombing of the embassy in Damascus. I mean, what is going on? I mean, this is just, the list is, there's an endless list.
Yes, there is.
In July of this year, they killed a man who was supposedly a militant chief of the Hamas named Deif in Gaza. That was in July in an airstrike.
Sister Nancy, we have to go to a quick break. We'll hold that thought, and we'll get right back to you as soon as we come back. Be right back, folks.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin overriding a plea agreement reached earlier in the week for the accused mastermind of the 9/11 attacks.
The defense secretary has reinstated them as death penalty cases. The move comes 2 days after the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, announced that the official appointed to oversee the war court, retired Brigadier General Susan Escalier, had reached plea deals with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accused accomplices in the attacks. Austin wrote in an order released Friday night that in light of the significance of the decision, he had decided that the authority to make a decision on accepting the plea agreements was his, and he nullified the agreements. Keith Peters reporting.
Former head of a North Florida public utility has been sentenced to 4 years in prison. That for a scheme to privatize the authority, which prosecutors say would have greatly enriched him and a few others. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. In Texas, youth lockups remain beset with a number of issues.
The Department of Justice accused the state of violating the constitutional rights of hundreds of juveniles in custody. Issues ranging from excessive use of pepper spray and other mistreatment, including the prolonged isolation of children in their cells. The findings constitute the latest development in decades of abuse scandals and allegations at Texas lockups. The state's Juvenile Justice Department said in response to the report that it has a zero-tolerance policy toward abuse and neglect. John Scott reporting.
Well, the Army will expand its basic combat training for newly enlisted servicemen and women. Army leaders hope the move is a turning point as the service prepares to meet the challenges of any future wars. The added training will begin in October and comes as the Army tries to reverse several years of dismal recruiting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
something, boy. If I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
All right, you're listening to Blood River Radio. It's second hour, halfway through, and Eddie had to take care of some little issues and minor problems, and we're going to carry on with our conversation. And Nancy, you were just in the middle of something, so I'd like you to carry on, please. That was very, very important, what you're talking about.
Okay, Monica. I just wanted to talk about the two Jewish-Israeli assassinations that have just taken place this week. What I think is happening is when the Israelis kill all the Hamas leaders, who are the negotiators, who will they have to negotiate with? America. America will be negotiating with Israel. That'll work out great, won't it? In other words, America will be representing Hamas. So on the Tuesday attack in Beirut, Lebanon, the beautiful, beautiful Beirut, the Israelis wounded 74 people. They killed 5 civilians, 2 children, three women, and they killed the alleged Hezbollah leader, Shakur. I mean, they will track you down in any country. They've been killing people all over the world, really. On Wednesday, there was an explosive device that had been planted in Tehran in the guest house where the top Hamas leader, a very well-educated man, Ismail Haniya, was explosive device was placed there apparently sometime before this Hamas leader was a guest. It was detonated and it killed him and I think maybe his security member. But guess how many people the Israelis had already killed of his family? They had murdered 60 of his family members.
Trying to get at him?
Well, over the period of time. I mean, they killed his son. They killed his sons and other relatives. They've killed a total of 60 of his family members. Not Wednesday, but previous to Wednesday.
Over a period of time.
Now, here's the one. Many of these Hamas people have been living in Qatar. And so one of the big Hamas leaders who's surviving this, who's been a negotiator, his last name is Sinwar. Now, I'm sure that he is expecting that he will be the next one to be killed by the Israelis in Qatar. The question again would be, how would you like to have given a safe area for negotiating and then realize that they're going to be bombing your country? That's what could happen in Qatar now, because Sinwar is one of the main leaders, one of the negotiating leaders, and he resides in Qatar, where they've been doing the negotiating. So I hope that the Arab countries will reap revenge and get even on some of these. It could take destroying all of Israel to get even, I guess. But these attacks are very, very scary. How would a Palestinian accept all of this? I mean, everywhere your leaders end up, they have the possibility of being a target for assassination. So
that's a very good point you make about, any place that gives a sanctuary, mm-hmm. safe haven for anybody who's negotiating and trying to, they're on the Palestinian side of things, and then those countries suffer, those cities, those beautiful places, they get demolished. This is really, really very bad. Do carry on.
My question is, where is the international outrage?
Yes.
Is this impotence? I have total impotence on the part of these international UN forces. I know that the ICC has come out and they want to arrest the leader. Actually, they wanted to arrest probably Sinwar. They wanted to arrest the so-called war criminals like Hamas and also Netanyahu and his sidekick. But where is the teeth that is ever put into these arrests? Netanyahu gets a big rahoo. He comes to America. They genuflect about 60 times. He should have been arrested. He shouldn't have been. He shouldn't have gotten the red carpet. He should have been arrested the very moment that his feet touched the ground in America. But no,
I totally agree. He's a war criminal of the worst kind, and yet they give him these standing ovations. And yet, I mean, Israel has proven over and over again that the so-called best friend, their so-called best friend, America, they don't exactly treat their best friend very well, doing little things like USS Liberty and 9/11. I mean, you know, how is it? Do you think that's just a sign that America is completely under the control of Israel?
Well, you know, I say that this catastrophe, this episode of the Olympics, I believe that it's symbolic of America, with all of the pushing of the sexual activities of the sodomites, and also this crazy things that's going on in the Olympics. I think it's all symbolic. It's a culture creep. It's the culture of America that is it's transferring itself into these European countries, which is unfortunate. Here's another thing I looked up. You know that the Israelis have not. I'm sorry.
No, I didn't say anything, but while I have the floor, I just wanted to ask you, when you say the catastrophe, like, I've been in the bush for a week, and I know a little bit about what's going on at the Olympics, but when you say the catastrophe, can you just...
They have a gay man who planned this, I guess, the introduction to the Olympics.
The opening...
You know, it's supposed to be symbolic. They say it's not supposed to be like the Last Supper, but they use the queers.
Oh, I know of what you're talking about now. The Last Supper, the famous painting. Who was that painting by? The famous painting of the Last Supper there, but that they made a mockery of.
Right.
Yes, I do know about that. Plus, there's many other catastrophes, and I'm sorry, this is a little bit going on. On the side of what you were talking about, but the trannies, the transgender men who are pretending to be women in a boxing with a woman or in swimming competitions against women, like, this is basically an annihilation of women's sports, folks. Feminists? Why are all the feminists not screaming and yelling about this? Because if men are entering women's sports, I mean, we've been talking about this for quite some time, but why are they not screaming and yelling about that? This is just completely ridiculous, you know, this boxing thing. But anyway, I really went down a rabbit hole, as Eddie likes to call it.
Another thing that's going on in the Olympics, they have allowed the Israelis to participate, and they've got 88 Israeli so-called athletes. I'm sure they've all been in the IDF, or 99% of them, and they've already won 2 silvers and 1 bronze in judo, which would be something they would be good at because they're all basically military. And they've got around-the-clock protection, while only 8 Palestinians are competing in Paris. And according to George Galloway, one of the reasons there's so few Palestinians is that their coaches have been killed, the pitches have been destroyed, the competitors have been destroyed, have been killed in these Gaza attacks. And you know, he was even naming the coaches that the Israelis have killed. So how would you like to be a Palestinian competing in the Olympics with these Israeli IDF athletes who've got around-the-clock protection? It's just a slap in the face of these people. Another slap in the face of these people.
Go ahead.
Well, I know you have some things you want to cover.
Yeah, no, I just think that's unreal. Like, it's very symbolic, isn't it? You have 1/10 as many Palestinians as Israeli athletes. Actually, maybe it's 1/11. But anyway, it's just, they've been killed off, or they're trying to stay alive, or, you know, maybe they've been injured or whatever. Like, this is just unreal. And that the Israelis are allowed to compete, my goodness. Olympic Games, they've disallowed, you know, certain nationalities on far less than what mm-hmm. Israel is doing right now, with just, you know, destroying and saying it openly that they want to basically wipe the Palestinians off the earth. So yeah, and I do hear the music, but Eddie, you're back, are you?
I am back, and I'm very proud to say, because due to the greatest webmaster on the face of the earth, Blood River Radio is back up again. We're back up.
Wonderful.
I cannot believe what he did. It's incredible. We'll talk more about our webmaster when we come back to this program. From this break, be right back, folks.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard-right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like victory.
Some folks are born made.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thanks to the greatest webmaster on the face of the earth, I'm getting it up. The Blood River Radio site's up. Several other people said they can't get it up, but it'll probably take a little time because our webmaster said we're back up, we're online. Maybe it's going to take. Maybe it depends on what type of service you have. I don't know, but I'm getting it up. I've got it up. So if you're still having problems with picking us up with our website being down, I'm confident it'll be up because our webmaster is incredible. I can't believe what he does. Anyway, I'd like to also thank our unbelievably great webmaster, I'd like to thank our two associates here, our two staff members of Blood River Radio. I'd like to thank them so much, not just because for taking over the reins in a period of a kind of a semi-crisis, but for just being the wonderful, wonderful people they are. They're so rare, so very rare amongst human beings. They are. You just can't find people like them anymore. It can get you down working with people. I was telling my best friend was in the world, best friend for 62 years. I spent all day with him yesterday riding all over creation, all down northern Mississippi. Wore me out riding. He never gets tired. But I told him about each one of the two ladies here. I told him about our webmaster and the people that runs our show, like little Lizzie. And he loves our program too. But anyway, I guess I'm just flattered with the people that I've been blessed to work with. But I'd just like to repeat, I just pulled it up on my son, on my phone earlier. I could not get it up when it was down, and I got the same message that Sister Monica got, some of the other people got. But I've just pulled it up again for the second time. It looks like we're up. At least I'm pulling it up, and I just like to say, well, I don't want to repeat myself, but just hang in there. It will be up. We've been, and it looks like the fault was mine. Some kind of way the web site expired. We have a web guy that does that. I'm not tech savvy, but I'm just kind of at a loss for words to tell you how much I love the people I work with. With that, y'all, I was kind of offline, so I'm not really sure who was speaking, who was saying what. So since this is the last segment, we'll just let Monica continue on. Take us back. Talk about what y'all were talking about. But I can respond one thing, one more thing. I did hear you talk about these stinking Jews assassinating people all over the world. They have been assassinating and killing. My God, they assassinated 2,000 years ago. They assassinated our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And after they did it, after Pontius Pilate told him, I wash my hands of this. I find nothing wrong with this man. He's totally innocent. Why don't we free Barabbas? They said, why don't we free Jesus? And they said, no, give us Barabbas. And he said, well, I wash my hands of it. Let his blood, Jesus, be on your head. They said, let his blood be upon our head and our children. They, being these Jews, they've been killing innocent people. This ocean, rivers, oceans of blood since then. They kill, 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 kill. They say, their motto is rise and kill. That's all the hell they're good for. And you know what? They'll continue to do that until the end of time, until we put a damn stop to it. Now, that's why I'm just responding to what Sister Nancy said. So, Sister Monica, since you were running it and you have your own program, you run the programs, I'm just going to step back and let you finish it up, I turned over to you. So, if you will, go ahead, Sister Monica.
Well, what you were just talking about, the killing and killing and killing, I was looking to pull up the quote. I don't have it directly in front of me, but it's pretty much in my memory. Rabbi Reichhorn, I believe it was 1869. It was either 69 or 1859. I'm not sure, and I've seen both dates. One of them obviously is a mistake. But anyway, I'll just paraphrase it because, like I say, I'm doing it from memory. But wars are the Jews' harvest, and he mm-hmm. goes on to talk mm-hmm. about how many millions have already been killed, and they do it by killing each other. The Jews just instigate these wars, and then by these Christians killing each other, or white people killing each other, these brother wars, they make more room for us, says this Rabbi Reichhorn, make more room for the Jews. And then he said, you know, the end is not, like, it is not the end yet. So that was in 1869, and it's going to go on, is what he was saying then. So basically the Jews have told us this time and time again, how that they instigate the wars, or they're happy about the wars, or they just think this is the greatest thing, you know, that's what they do. So this is what's going on now. So, yeah, we were talking about all kinds of things, Eddie, including we got over to the Olympics, too, and all the crazy stuff going on there, and the opening ceremonies. I have to watch that still. I was camping in the bush and didn't see any of that, but I have heard plenty about it. But I think that the opening ceremonies are very indicative of the times, sort of like 2012 in London. They did all kinds of predictive programming about the coronavirus and all that. But just on the subject of me having been in the bush, I said something at the beginning of this hour that I need to clarify, because I kind of left it hanging there. It was just one of the subjects that I had wanted to touch upon. And that was, I talked about the diversity issue. Something that I notice when I go to these occasions, these camps, music camps, this is the stuff of our people. So, yeah, there was plenty of diversity, as in blue eyes, green eyes, hazel eyes, red hair, blonde hair, brown hair, you know, dark brown hair as well. But you didn't see a lot of diversity in terms of you know, all those new Canadians coming from Africa or Middle East or, you know, darker countries. So but lots of our own diversity, which, you know, it's kind of a crazy thing when they talk about diversity, and, you know, that we need diversity. And that, of course, we know, and I'm sure that 99% of the people listening to the show here know that that's just code for white replacement or replacement of the European peoples mm-hmm. with, you know, all black hair, dark eyes people, which doesn't sound like that much diversity to me. But anyway, so I think that this kind of activity that I just partook in, it's like our folk music, our folk traditions. You know, we had dances in the evenings to our own, you know, homemade live music of all the old traditional stuff, like we did, you know, the Virginia reels, square dancing, all those wonderful things. And it was old and young, you know, everything from babies and toddlers to, I think, you know, 95-year-olds and everything in between. It's just one of these wonderful community events that you just have instant bonds with all these folks who are mm-hmm. of our blood. And I notice yeah. that when I'm among people of our blood, that we have these heart bonds. That's what I call it. It's heart bonds. We feel connection. We feel connected. It's a wonderful feeling. And so I get reminded of what we are fighting to preserve, what we are fighting to protect, what we are fighting for is to, you know, maintain our healthy people and communities and culture. And this is the other thing, you know, we learn about all the stuff that's going on in the world, and it's really, really important to do that, but it's also really important to revive and maintain our own traditions and culture. So I do feel like I had an immersion in that over the past week, and it was absolutely wonderful, and I'm back in the saddle now, ready to go with renewed energy. So thanks. I'll pass it over to you, Eddie.
I'll make a quick comment before we go, Sister Nancy. I'll be going to I'll have a similar experience, Rand and myself, over Labor Day weekend. We're going over into the wilds of northwestern Arkansas, the Ozarks. We're going to the Knights Council of the Ku Klux Klan. We're going to be over there 3 days with all like-minded people. It's a Christian organization. As a matter of fact, they have church there. We're going to have a cross lighting, and wherever it's Sister Monica, I know exactly what you're talking about. It renews your soul. It renews your whole life. I love it. So without taking too much, I've taken too much time. But Sister Nancy, I'm going to turn it back over to you. But God bless both of you two ladies. I love y'all so much. Y'all came through in a pinch. By the way, I went into Liberty News Radio website. They're up strong too. So if you can't get, I can get it on our website. But if you can't listen, if you go into Liberty News Radio and listen live, we're going out loud and clear. So go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Well, I just think it's wonderful what Monica is able to do with her musical group and getting together with people with a common interest and our fantastic musical background of our people. I think it's fantastic, and I commend you for that. And I think it's really would be a highlight of many people's lives to participate in something like that.
Yes, there are repeat one of the fellows that was in my group there, like we had sessions in the morning where we're learning tunes with an instructor and then other activities in the afternoons and evenings. But anyway, he had attended this same camp in his childhood many times. And then he was there now with his three young children, and his parents were there too. It was just absolutely wonderful. So multi-generational. And I do hear the music coming in, and so I'll let you take it out, Eddie. Thanks very much again.
Well, Sister Braveheart, during the break, what are you going to talk? Hey, let us know during the break, and I'll tell people know what you're going to be talking about on your program tonight. So,
I've got Sister Frederick C. Blackburn on. Yeah.
Oh, great, yeah. Great. Y'all have to tune in to Republic Broadcasting, and you need to pick up Sister Monica's show. She came in on her own time to help us out tonight, even though she has prepared for another complete program. Thank you so much, Sister Monica. Sister Nancy,
thanks.
Why don't you hang on for a couple, why don't you hang on for a third hour? Keep in touch with me, Sister Braveheart.
Yes. I won't hang up
Please don't hang up. Be right back, folks. We're transitioning to the third hour. We're going to pick up the one and only Bitter Ender. Get you some coffee.